Consultants from the firm Agnew Beck will be in Haines next week to meet the community and facilitate a series of meetings. They have been hired by the borough to write a new comprehensive plan.
The current plan was written in 2012.
That's Borough Manager Annette Kreitzer.
The Assembly and the Planning Commission started having this discussion in September, October of last year, and wanting to move forward and not wait until 2025 to actually update the plan.
The state requires municipalities to write a comprehensive plan. Borough Code defines a comprehensive plan as a compilation of policies, statements, and maps for guiding the physical, social, and economic development, both private and public, of the borough. Five main themes will be the focus of the next plan: land use, economic development, utilities, transportation, and housing. Kreitzer says it is important to engage all the entities in town that will be affected by the plan.
So you're going to see outreach to not only the general public, but specifically to organizations like the Haines Economic Development Corporation, Chilkat Indian Association, Chilkat Indian Village, Clequan, the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to reach out to many folks.
Kreitzer says citizens serving on boards will also be contacted, as well as private businesses.
Like on the Ports and Harbors Advisory Committee, when we're talking about transportation issues, it's important for them to be involved. It's important for Alaska Seaplanes to be involved in that conversation. So as we look at each of these elements of the comp plan, we're trying to invite not only the general public, but also folks who have that specific knowledge that can be helpful.
The Planning Commission plays a key role in the design of the comprehensive plan. Because the recent special election shows almost two-thirds of voters chose to shift to an elected planning commission, some say writing the new plan should wait until after that election. Travis Eckhoff sits on the planning commission, and he commented on the situation at the last borough assembly meeting.
I just encourage the assembly, the planning commission, and the Haines borough to pause the work on the updates to the comprehensive plan until the elected planning commission is in place. I'm concerned that moving forward with that comprehensive plan updates without that elected commission would maybe undermine some of the community's trust in that plan.
Kreitzer says the process is too far along to stop.
We started this ball rolling way before the initiative was even considered. And we're so far down the road now with this that it doesn't make sense to slow it down now. That's why we're getting the word out to people to participate.
Shelley Wade will manage the project for Agnew Beck. She says it is not unusual for community leadership to change during the planning process.
Elections happen midstream on planning processes. That's why our priority is to continue to engage whoever it is that's sitting in those seats, that we continue to have that interactive engagement and prioritize a constant dialogue.
Wade says the bulk of her work with the community will happen this summer, and that her company will present a draft plan to the borough in the fall. By that time, the election will have taken place, and the elected planning commission will review the plan before sending it to the new borough assembly for approval. Wade says she and her co-workers have already started conducting individual interviews with assembly members and planning commissioners.
We are really prioritizing, at least for these initial stakeholder dialogues, to get the folks that are working most closely with these topics. And then we are planning in September a community-wide, broader public workshop, so where we have more opportunity to do a bigger event for all community members.
Manager Kreitzer encourages community members to come to the meetings and be part of the process, especially those who want to serve on a borough board or committee.
If you're interested in sitting on the Planning Commission, you need to engage now. I think it's really important that people take advantage of this opportunity.
The first round of meetings will take place next Tuesday through Thursday. Kreitzer says the schedule will be posted on the calendar on the borough website. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.